And we're live. It's on. Our first pod with Jesse in the back. Don't know how to act.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
What's going on?
Good, good, good. Jesse?
What's up, man?
You hear Jesse in the background. Shit. Melted chocolate. Practice.
Melted.
Practice pod.
Chocolate.
All right. Thanks for listening. No. Shit. What are we going to talk about, man?
What's on the list?
What's on this list? Anything, really. Literally, is what the paper says. How well do we know each other? Huh?
All right, go ahead. Ask me a question.
All right. We'll start simple. When's my birthday?
With the year included?
Yeah. There's a year there.
October 21st of 96.
That's a great year.
Not sure what time, though. But
I don't know. Probably like 3-something in the afternoon. Sounds about right.
All right. Next question.
All right, you ask me a question, bro.
My favorite food.
Oh, man. You have a couple.
Come on, that's an easy one.
You have a couple.
It's shrimp.
Jesse could be like the producer in the background that no one ever sees or hears from, unless it's like 2 or 3 times an episode. You like sushi a lot.
And egg sandwiches. Am I wrong?
Very wrong.
Bro, it's what? Shrimp. What is it?
No, it's not shrimp. I actually don't have one.
Oh,
I eat anything.
That's some bullshit.
That's a cop out.
My favorite food is probably mac and cheese if it's made right.
If it's made, it's got the right seasoning. If it's just regular cheese and that's it, that won't work. All right, it's your turn, bud.
I just asked you.
Oh, yeah. Shit. What's my favorite food?
Oh, I know this one. It's the peanut butter cereal. Peanut butter crisp, or whatever it's called.
Waffle crisp?
Oh, yeah. But waffle peanut butter or something.
No, the peanut butter is with like cornflakes or frosted flakes.
Oh.
Or waffle crisp.
It was like y'all did it in New York. Y'all had it like in a cup, or you said you put it in a cup.
You get peanut butter. So, peanut butter cereal, or whoever listens to this practice podcast, you got your cornflakes or frosted flakes, and then you get a measuring cup. Put however many scoops of peanut butter you want to taste.
Right.
Then you get your milk, put it in there as well. You microwave that for like almost 4 minutes.
Warm milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it out, mix it up. Well, you don't want it to be all peanut butter milk, you still want like some chunks of peanut butter. And then you just pour that over the cereal, mix it up, and there you go.
So you like warm milk with peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But waffle crisp is my favorite food, even though discontinued.
R.I.P. Along with French toast, cinnamon crunch. Those are gone. Huh? I still have that box.
Oh, yeah, French toast crunch?
Yeah.
They got like strawberry crunch and apple crunch now.
That's
all good.
Yeah.
All right. It's back on you.
What's my favorite kind of music?
Woman? Music to listen to.
Yes.
That's another tough one to listen to. You don't listen to the.
No, I don't. I don't.
You like. R&B. That's what I'm going with, R&B.
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle is obviously the top of the list. And Stally.
Ah.
For those who don't know Stally, look
him up. That's how I found Nipsey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I found him on SoundCloud. Ocean Views. Small stuff with some chosen view.
When we do an AT&T?
Yeah.
If you were right. Yeah. That one.
All right, back to me. had to choose one thing to do on my day off, what would it be?
One thing to do on your day off?
Yeah.
What year is it? Is it?
This year, right now.
This year, right now?
I feel like I know your answer.
Honestly? Keep it G?
Go ahead, keep it G.
Going somewhere with Michaela to eat.
To eat?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
Probably that. But more than that, be on the network.
Oh yeah, on Sundays.
Cause that's if I only have one day off, that's the only time I get to be on my PS4. Sure. No offense to my girlfriend, but
yeah, it's alright.
She'll be alright. She sees me all the time.
Yep.
Couple more questions. Go ahead. Try to switch topics.
Let's see. What is my favorite hobby?
Your favorite hobby? Ooh. It's not sleep.
Nope.
Not that. That's... Favorite hobby? Watch football?
On Sundays.
And Saturdays. Mondays.
Yep. Yes, Mondays, Thursdays. Yep, the whole week.
So it's up there, but it's not...
One of my favorite pastimes.
Fishing.
I knew it. There you go.
I knew it. I gotta get a fishing pole.
Yo, get one of these kids here.
What is that, $15 at Walmart?
Yes, indeed.
Alright, yes, one more, and then I guess we'll talk about something else.
Alright.
I wonder if you could hear the shower in the background.
It's all right.
Probably, but we don't have mics and stuff, so we're fine.
It's all right.
One more question from me. What is my favorite pastime?
You can't ask the same question I asked.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What's my favorite thing, just in general?
The favorite
besides thing. Michaela.
Your favorite thing?
My favorite thing.
To do.
I guess.
Eat,
favorite thing to do.
To do. Collect shoes.
No. I'll give you one more try. I've done it my whole life.
Oh, watch wrestling.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, even though it is fake. It's still entertaining.
We know it is fake.
We know it's fake. There's a bunch of mosquitoes and flies in the house. All right, moving on. Football's coming up. Might as well talk about some football.
All right.
You're a Chargers fan.
Go Bolts.
And unfortunately, Derwin James is out. They're up to 3 months. Is it up to 3 months or it is 3 months?
3 to 4.
What's the web hot take?
I'll do 4 just because I feel like he is a huge part of the defense, but I feel like we can survive because either one of us, Chiefs or the Chargers, are going to be in the wild card just because they're both going to be that good. So, hopefully. So, I'd say go on the later side, let him heal up, all that. I mean, we still got Adrian Phillips. He's not that, like, dynamic, but... But he can, you know, he's way better than number 37.
Oh, no, that's your favorite player. No. That is your favorite. That is the jersey that I'm getting you for Christmas.
No.
And you will frame it because he's going to autograph it.
I will not.
I think the Chargers are going to win the AFC.
I hope so, but
that's my hot take.
First thing is,
now without Derwin, that kind of,
yeah. But we still, defense still pretty stacked. Offense still stacked, even without Melvin Gordon. If he plays, he doesn't play.
Which he won't.
Which, no, he probably won't.
He's not going to play. He's getting traded to the Dolphins.
For 2 first-round picks.
Yep. And then a consolation third.
Book it.
Book it now. Right now, that's what I'm predicting on this show. I'm a Giants fan, so there's not much to talk about there. My team is terrible. We have no receivers.
I want to see how Daniel Jones is going to do.
Sterling Steppard said that he's good to play week one.
He won't, though.
He will not. Nope. Maybe. They he's not going to be effective.
Yeah, they're going to ride Eli till he lives, he dies.
He's already dead.
On the field.
Saquon is going to die this year. Nine in the box.
Unfortunately.
He's not getting. That's why I'm staying away from it in fantasy.
Yeah, is that your first pick?
No, that's not my first pick.
No, he's not gonna get it.
I will not reveal my first pick until next weekend when I pick.
You can tell me, come on. I got the last pick. I'm not gonna
Case Keenum.
What's next on the docket?
Next on the docket. On the docket. I don't know. We don't have much mail written down on that. Something you're thankful for?
Thankful for?
Let's talk about that. What are you thankful for today? In recent times.
Thankful to have all my extremities work. Legs, arms, fingers, toes.
Always. Damn, I'm getting bit for real.
Saw somebody in a wheelchair that didn't have legs, still was making a great day out of it. So I was like,
I always see people like that. People in wheelchairs or like their arms are all weird and stuff. Yeah. And it's not like I don't like make fun of them because that's terrible. No, I want to know their story.
I do.
Like, how did that happen? And like, is it gonna be able to be fixed? Or I mean, obviously, if you don't have legs, then it's like prosthetics. Yeah, you know, that's the word, right? But like I saw someone with like a really one regular arm and one really small arm at work. And I was like, how did that happen? Yeah, I don't want to ask them. I feel like a jerk. Oh, how did your arm get really small, bud?
I think they were born that way.
It's an accident.
But yeah, I saw that guy in the wheelchair having a good time, so I was like, hey, if he can do it, so can I.
Yeah, that's what it makes you appreciate. Yeah. Well, you have a lot more. Yeah. That's a good thing to be thankful for. Now I gotta follow that. I am thankful to have a place to live. Keep it basic. Yeah. When I moved out, when I thought of moving out, I didn't really think of moving out. It came to me. Good old Uncle Jesse said there was a room available. I said,
shout out Uncle Jesse.
Shout out Uncle Jesse's in the shower. If I had a little button, I'd. But
not yet.
Not yet.
Nope.
He came to me with a proposition. I couldn't refuse it. So now I live in this fine establishment, which you'll probably never see.
Very fine establishment.
Very fine. Nice room. Yeah. Big TVs.
Real homey.
Nice kitchen.
Marble counters.
Real counters. Real granite.
Yep. Or, yeah, granite.
Don't stand on them. That's what really gets them.
Marble floors, though.
I wish.
Nah, this is just fine.
It is. I'm just happy to have a place to live. I don't have to live with moms no more. No disrespect to mom. I love mom. But I don't have to live there. I don't have to do her dishes. Barely do my dishes. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking for.
That's good, bud.
This is the pod. How far are we in the podcast?
Probably like 10 minutes.
14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Jeez.
What the heck was that? But
Why are we doing this podcast?
That's a very good question.
That's a great question. Let's see. It all started back in ninth grade when I'd gotten a TV production for the first time.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
It really was. Something like that, almost. Almost. Graduated in 2014. Ninth grade was 2010.
That was 2011.
2010, 2011. Because 10 plus 4 is 2014. We graduated in the summer.
2011 until 13, 14. Yeah, just exploded your mind.
Yeah. So 2011, I knew that I wanted to do something involving media, and I took up photography after I graduated. Got pretty decent at that. But then I discovered podcasts, and Webby said, why not do a podcast? So, contemplated it for a long time, procrastinated like crazy. And then today, I had a surprising burst of, what's it called? Motivation.
An epiphany of sorts.
To try a podcast, and here we are today, tonight. At 9:39 on August 18th of the year 2019, trying out a podcast. We don't know what we're talking about, but we're just talking about stuff. The next time we do this podcast, we'll have another person, the third host, the third part of the show, the third part of Melted Chocolate.
Come on.
Dave!
Shout out, Dave.
All the way from Bahrain. He's coming to visit, stay for a little bit. Miss my bud. Don't know how often we'll do the podcast. Right now it's going to be like, I guess every now and then.
Whenever it comes up.
That sounds good. Get a guest, get a topic. A topic's on my phone. Almost 20 minutes in. We're doing good.
Doing good.
I feel like all these would be better with Dave here. Because he's the one that gave the questions. You gave what happened to Jeremy Hill. What happened to Jeremy Hill? Does he still play for the Bengals?
No. He's on I think the Dolphins. Let me check.
Check the web. I have no clue. I thought he was still with the Bengals this whole time.
Oh, he's with the Patriots.
What the heck?
Man, you gotta get that quick ring and dip.
We'll watch him never win a Super Bowl. If he gets a ring, then he could rub it in Jarvis and Odell's face forever.
Yeah, because they
said. But when did he go? Did he go there this offseason or was he there last year? Because if he was there last year, he already got a ring.
Yeah, this offseason.
All right, another question that Dave has, which I guess we'll wait till he gets here. If you were a GM today, who would be your first pick of all the players, if all the players were available, and then what attracts you to a female? I guess you can answer the first one now.
If I was a GM?
Who would you pick first if all the players were available? 32-team snake draft.
It's up there between Donald and Mac.
So you're on defense. Yep. I'm considering offense.
Nope.
I'm taking Aaron Donald.
I'll take Khalil Mack then.
Just for the sake of differentiating. Well,
that and I like the edge dudes better. Pause. But dudes on the edge, I just feel like they.
Well, Khalil Mack's like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Apparently. Those are what attracts you to a female?
Physically?
Her hair. Yeah.
Yeah, her hair.
Her hair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I look for. I look for none of the, you know, you know what I'm talking about.
You know.
I don't look for that.
What about, like, not physical traits, like, the inside, as some people would say.
It's the inside what I can't talk. It's the inside that matters, Cody.
The inside.
I know I'm ugly, but look at the inside. Ooh, the door.
I say, I don't know, it's tough because you can't just look at a female and just be how, like, you know.
I mean, you got to get to know her and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like a female walking right now and you're like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah. Probably, like, how she talks.
As soon as she opened her mouth, she said, period.
Yeah, if she sound like, or sound like, or says, like, that she's doing all that hot girl shit or whatever it is.
Hot Girl Summer is canceled, by the way.
Whatever that is.
City Boys up.
Instant
turn away with it.
I seen girls getting walked by dogs. Actual dogs.
I seen it.
City Boys up by a lot.
A mile. And we not looking back. No, I second that. I don't do. Obviously, you see my girlfriend. She's not a ghetto girl.
Not at all.
She's half black, half white. If you talk to her, she's like 80% white, 5% black.
Oh, Lord.
And then the rest is a gray area.
The yellow.
Rest is me. That yellow. Hi, I'm Michaela.
Hi, I'm missing.
I'm missing.
No, but she's cool. She's pretty cool. She's going to hear this and be like, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, pretty, I'm pretty cool?
Yeah.
Huh?
You'll be all right again. All right, so we're at 21 minutes.
I said we do it at 30.
And at 30?
Yep.
All right. Let's do a top five list, and then put our first people in the melting pot.
All right. Top five list of what?
Top five list. Top five. Since it's football season, top five players of the year. We'll go.
Any,
I don't know.
Any position. Or?
Any position. I don't know. You want to do, no particular order, worst to best.
Yeah, no particular order.
All right. Go ahead.
Julio Jones. Ezekiel Elliott, of course.
Right. Even though he's not going to play.
Nope.
He's Le'Veon Bell this year.
Okay, maybe we should do this by position. Cause it's
too okay. Let's do top five wide receivers.
Okay, Julio. DeAndre Hopkins.
Julio and Hop.
We're
going to have the same
Odell. People. Yeah, the same people.
I'll do a different position.
Yeah. Odell. Antonio Brown. If he plays.
He has no feet. Are his feet okay?
He got cold feet.
Literally.
And then,
you better say him.
S4? I thought Keenan in there.
That's not who I was expecting.
Who?
Davante Adams.
Yeah, he's out there too. It's hard. I feel like it's all subjective. If you go by numbers, then yeah, but people want to talk about the ice test. Hey, Jesse.
There he is.
Got the cowlick.
I'm going to do running backs.
I know what you're gonna do.
In no particular order, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Saquon. Saquon, of course. I'm biased. If this was a particular order, he might be number one. He might not be, but that's not the case. Zeke. Christian McCaffrey. Even though he's not really, to me, he's not really a running back. He's kind of like a wide receiver to me. That just takes handoffs. That's three. Is Tyreek Hill playing?
He's not a running back.
Not Tyreek Hill. You know what I'm talking about.
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah. Is he, or yeah, does he have a trouble?
I think he's suspended 6 games.
Kareem Hunt. And I don't want to, I want to throw Le'Veon in there, but he's on a new team. So, I mean, I guess I'll throw him on there just because.
You got to put Le'Veon and Zeke in there for sure.
Yeah, they're both in there. It's just Le'Veon, I'm not sure how he's going to do on the new team. With the Jets. The second best team in New York.
Actually, one's in New York and one's in Jersey. Actually,
they're both in Jersey. MetLife.
So you should like the Bills.
They're pretty much a Canada team. Melting pot time. The melting pot is an idea that I came up with. Every episode, at the end of the episode, we are going to put a good person, a group, whatever, into the melting pot. Because we're nice people.
So this is a good thing?
This is a good thing.
A term of endearment?
A good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good thing to be in the melting pot.
All right. And it's just for people...
Like America.
Wow.
Melting pot.
Yeah.
But we're not going to put America in there because America's pretty terrible.
So fun.
My kid. Yeah, it's good and bad. But who is your... You could look if you want. If you don't have someone that you know.
It can be anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody in the melting pot?
I have mine.
All right, you go first.
Mine. I would hate to get a name wrong. Mine is Mr. Rick.
Oh, RIP.
RIP, Mr. Rick. If anybody that went to Space Coast listens to this, they know Mr. Rick. He was a janitor. One of the coolest janitors at school. He was a Buckeye.
Yeah.
And he was the first person that talked to me when I played football. Told me I was going to have a good year. Did I have a good year? Nope. Rode the bench the whole season.
That's right.
But
he gave you a good
Mr.
positive
Rick
vibe.
Had confidence in me. Everybody loved him. RIP Mr. Rick. Was sad when I heard the news yesterday. Yeah. I had to take a second.
I saw his face and I said, oh man.
So.
I remember I wear my Dayton
Flyers.
The sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, you from Dayton? Yeah. Then we talked it up and Ohio State come up. Been cool ever since.
He's a cool guy.
RIP Mr. Rick.
RIP Mr. Rick.
Don't know how I'm gonna.
No, it's not. It's not. Don't try to one up me.
That's a good. That's a good choice.
Just put someone in the melting pot, man.
Let me check. Oh. So you don't know who he is, but when I was in Cali, one of Justin's friends is named Malin.
His name's what?
Malin.
Malin?
M-A-H-L-O-N.
Malin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good dude.
For any particular reason, just a good person.
You got a good head on the show. He's a good dude. I'm not sure about any particular reason. I just know he had a vision for what he wanted to do, and he's still going after it. And I fuck with it.
That's good. Not a lot of people do that.
Good dude, yeah.
A lot of people follow their dreams. All right, good. Melting bot selection. Malin, if you hear this from Cali, you don't know me, but you're a cool dude. I take Cody's word for it. And that was first episode of Melted Chocolate.
First ever.
First ever. If it flops, it flops. If it takes off, it takes off. But I had fun. obviously we're going to get better as time goes on. And whoever listens to this, thanks for listening. So we'll have guests and all that. We'll have a schedule eventually and better equipment and all that stuff. But for now, signing off. Webb, anything to say?
Do something good for somebody else.
There you go. And I'm just going to say, 1, 2. Is this on? All right. Adios, amigos.